There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's time once again for a coolest conversations throwback. This is the Mighty Manfred in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Please remember to follow, subscribe, rate, and review. On Friday, August the 21st, 2015, I was joined by Teal Collins of the Mother Truckers. The band had relocated from Austin, Texas to the San Francisco Bay Area where they were originally from. We talked about the band's beginnings, their initial relocation, Teal's background in jazz, how she and member John Z met, and how that developed into the band. We also cover their hiatus and their then recent reforming. We'll start it off by listening to some of their 2008 coolest song in the world, Streets of Atlanta. And then I'll be chatting with Teal Collins on your coolest conversations throwback, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
It's hot out here, baby. The cops going crazy. My feelings are so strong, I sing you a slow song. Yeah. Talk to me, sweet girl. Walk with me, street girl. There's protests and rallies, and there's drugs in the alleys. Down on Ponce de Leon. Well, it's hotter than hell, but don't you sell your soul.
Mighty Manfred here, and it's time for your coolest conversations. And joining me today is Teal Collins of the Mother Truckers. Thank you so much, Teal, for speaking with me.
Thank you, the Mighty Manfred.
All right. Yeah. Hey, you know, we just took a listen to Streets of Atlanta off of your 2008 album, Let's All Go to Bed. And I'm actually from Atlanta. Did you know that?
I did not know that about you.
Well, I am, and I have a special fondness for that song, love that song. And what's funny to me about it is when Josh is singing Ponce de Leon, that makes me chuckle, because as a native there, number one, we would only say Ponce. But if we took the time to say the whole name of the street, it would be like you're talking about your cousin Leon. So it's Ponce de Leon. So if I, you know, he can continue to sing the way he does because it sounds good, but I'm just letting you know, if you wanted it to appear more native Atlantean, he could work that in.
Yes. And we kind of found that out when, cause he wrote that song, and, I think that he did do a little, research on where the seedy locations were. And when we went there, we did find out it was Ponce. Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, we first discovered you guys. You guys are based in Austin. We're based in Austin.
Yes, for 10 years.
For 10 years. And but prior to that, and now currently, you're in California. Is that correct?
Yep, we are in the Bay Area. This is the, we are returning to the scene of our childhood crimes here. And we grew up, Josh and I grew up in the Bay Area in Marin County. And when we were starting out the Mother Truckers in about 2000, we were thinking, what happened was we played some shows with Asleep at the Wheel, you know who they are, right?
Right.
And Ray Benson, the lead dude in that band, said, you guys would really go over well in Austin. And we were kind of looking for a place we could go and kind of make our mark. And Josh had toured through Austin a couple times with his other band, Protein.
Right.
And it was kind of like, are we going to L.A., New York, or Austin? And Austin seemed like we went out there for a week to check it out. And we're like, this is the place.
Well, let me ask you, I know that... So you're from that area originally, and I was reading that your father's a famous jazz disc jockey. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep. Al Jaspo Collins. Yep.
So why the hell aren't you playing jazz? What was the family upbringing, and what got you into what you're playing?
Well, you know what's funny is kind of like, so when I was younger, my dad would MC Miles Davis concerts, and he'd be up there at Russian River doing MCing the Count Basie Orchestra at the jazz festivals. And I had grown up loving all that music so much, but I kind of felt like when I got to, you know, 16 years old, I'm picking up the guitar, I'm learning, you know, my dad taught me ukulele at 5 and I learned on all those jazz standards, but I kind of felt like that was all represented, taken care of, explored, and I didn't feel like I had anything to add to that. Mm-hmm. And what was exciting me was Zeppelin, Beatles, AC/DC, you know, I just always loved a rock.
And so you're loving the rock, and yeah. how did you hook up with Josh? How did you guys come together? And how did you formulate or develop your own sound?
That's personal. No, just kidding.
wow, this is like the X-rated Coolest Conversations. Although it's kind of Foghorn Leghorn, you know, if they're too low to the ground, they're not going to pick up on it, are they?
Exactly. Josh and I came together we met at a blues jam in San Rafael, which is here in Marin County, at a place called the 4th Street Tavern, this little tiny hole-in-the-wall bar. Mm. And he was probably about 19 and I was 21. And we started just like, we would just do these gigs where we put together all these random tunes like Holy Diver and Lick It Up by Kiss, and you know, just like just a fun cover, just whatever band. But he was always a songwriter, and he was signed to Sony at about 22 or 23 and with his band Protein. So later the years roll by, he releases a couple albums. I was touring with different bands and doing different stuff, and we were always friends. And then I actually called him over to play a lead on a song of mine that I had written. And he said he wanted to put together a country, like an alternative kind of country band, because he was inspired by a lot of different things. And he had always liked that genre, but he felt that there was kind of a thing missing in that, you know, he felt like there was something that he wanted to say there. And so and he said, I would like you to play ukulele. I would like you to play ukulele and sing in the band too. And I think at first he was thinking that I was just going to be a background singer. But what ended up happening is I kind of took up writing it at a later time in life. And it turned out to be a half and half singing thing and writing thing. And it's always been, you know, we've always really brought each other's songs into focus. Like we'll each write about, you know, 90% of the song and then bring the other person in for dialing in time.
Right. In fact, I was going to ask you about that in a couple of minutes. But what I want to stay on right now,
sure,
is a sort of a timeline of the band. So you form there in the Bay Area, and you're encouraged to go to Austin. And he had already played through there before. And he's like, yeah, we go to Austin. And then you left, and the band, I mean, you're coming out of sort of this hiatus. So what prompted this hiatus, and why did you guys decide, hey, now's the time for the Mother Truckers to be at it again?
Right. Well, we're living on Top Ramen. No, just kidding.
Have you been able to find any pork ramen? Because that seems to be the flavor that's so hard to come by.
No. So we were in Austin. We did what kind of ended up happening. So when we got to Austin, we released an album that we ended up recording at Ray Benson's studio there. And we got signed. We were touring. We got signed to a label in from Tucson, and it was one of those 360 deals. Are you familiar with that?
Was it like all in, like everything you're doing, you're splitting with the label?
Yep.
Oh, that sounds terrible to me offhand, but
it's terrible.
What's your comment about that?
It's the worst thing that's ever been invented. Nobody has any checks and balances with keeping anybody honest because they're just running the whole thing. So you never have any idea what's going on. And they run you ragged. We were kind of being run ragged touring, doing these insane kind of tours that were just keeping us out there on the road. So after years of doing that, the burnout kind of, sets in. And I think that what happened for Josh is that he just didn't feel, he wasn't writing anything anymore. And he was kind of like tired of the tunes because of the years of touring. And, we had a lot of good tours. We went over to Europe and we had, different great fun tours, on the West Coast and the East Coast. And it was cool. But the thing was, I think as an artist and for a lot of people, unless you're making a huge amount of dough at it, you want to always be doing something else to keep your creative juices flowing. So he was like, I need to take this time off. And he played with a different project. And then I put together the Whiskey Sisters. And after we moved back and stuff, and it's kind of like people that love these albums, Mother Trucker's albums and stuff, they don't let you forget. They kind of keep going, when are you guys going to play again? And for me, I always loved it. It was always my favorite thing I've done. And I always was like, let's do it. And so once it was kind of like once I talked him into it, to tell you the truth. And it was just lucky that our original lineup was still here and wanting to do it again. And then we got this ace in the hole keyboard player, John Varn. And it just kind of came together like that, And then so that's how we came back to doing it. We're like, let's tackle these tunes again and maybe even, and it's hard too because we have so many tunes. It's like sifting through these albums and kind of like picking the cream of the crop.
Well, I want you to take a moment and tell me about some of the upcoming gigs.
Yeah.
Just because we're talking about the band getting back together and playing again. Go ahead. What are some of the shows you've got coming up?
Okay, so we have, and I believe, Manfred, when this airs, it's going to be the night of our first show, our debut coming out, huge explosion, balls to the wall thing, which is, it's a two-night stand, Friday, August 21st, Saturday, August 22nd, at 19 Broadway, which is a nightclub in Fairfax, California. So we're doing Friday and Saturday. We have some groovy opening bands that night. There are a lot of our buddies are flying in from Austin, Texas, and it's just going to be just a throwdown fun gig in the hometown.
It's like the family reunion, right?
Oh, man, will it be ever. And then on September 19th, we got this really fun show up on Mount Tam Amphitheater, which is, have you ever been to Mount Tam?
No. Now, the Mount Tam, where is that?
Mount Tamalpais is the main mountain in Marin County. And it's really cool, a cool place just in the world. It's one of the kind of like, it's one of the chakras of the world kind of thing. It's a great mountain. And on the top of there, there's a super old school, just stone amphitheater where they do every summer these mountain plays. But they're doing Michael Nash, who created a bunch of cool rock concerts over the years, has put together this thing called the Sound Summit, which is a concert, five bands. It's Tedeschi Trucks Band, Mother Truckers, the Mother Hips, and Dr. John and the Nightcrawlers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And this Portland cello project that does this really cool blend of cello, like just they do all these songs in this way that's with cellos and stuff. So that's going to be a cool thing. September 19th, Sound Summit. They have tickets online and all the info you need. And then we're doing Cowgirl Palooza in the city at El Rio, September 7th. We're doing, some concert in Chico for a radio station, and I don't even know what date that is. So
let me ask you, You got a lot of great things coming up. They seem to be localized in California. Any plans yet about going back out on the road?
Well, we're hoping you guys at the Underground Garage bring us out for an underground barrage on the East Coast. Wouldn't that be great?
That sounds great. I'll put my thinking cap on and get right to work on that.
Yeah, so, you know, I feel like whoever, like wherever the demand is, if someone's like, we need you to come out and play this gig, I think we'd go. But the insane years of just, you know, the grueling, gnarly tours of just like 4 weeks in Colorado in the heat, in the thick of winter, that those days are over.
Oh, I hear you. I mean, I play in bands as well as we think in terms of surgical strikes, you know?
Yeah.
Surgical strikes. So we fly in. We kind of like rock and roll commandos. We fly in and fly out, you know, get in and get out. And that way everybody stays happy with each other, too.
Totally.
So the next question has to be with the band back together.
Yeah.
Playing shows. I've got to assume that between yourself and Mr. Z, creative juices have been rejuvenated.
Yes.
When are you guys headed back to the studio? When can we expect a new Mother Truckers album?
That's a good question. We're already
That's why I asked it.
And you are right on time with that. We are writing, and for these the first two shows, we're not going to foist any of the new material on because it's going to be like, you know, the nostalgic, the family, the like, let's hear all these jams that we haven't heard for so long. But then we're going to start foisting this new material, and it's going to be rocking. And I don't know is the answer. I mean, there's so many good studios here in the Bay Area and homies of ours that are engineering and, you know, and have a place for us to do it. So it's a matter of getting these, you know, getting these 10 tunes together or 12 tunes together and then going, okay, let's do this. So I don't know, but I would estimate that, you know, within a few months, we'd be in the studio and maybe, I don't know. I can't give you exact details.
But we know it's all part, it's developing right now.
It's all part of the plan.
So I want us to go out with the track, the song Alien Girl off of your Van Tour album.
Yes.
And you had alluded earlier to some of how the songwriting process between you and Josh works. That particular track, I like it a lot. You know, you've got a lot of the lead vocal parts on that. Whose song is that primarily, or how did that one develop?
That's a Josh song. He wrote that song, and I think he pretty much wrote that song from beginning to end, but he wanted me to sing it, obviously, because that's where the lyric leads you. But he just has a great imagination, and I love the way he puts stuff together, and just this alien girl, like, what's more fun than imagining that? You know, I think it's a great story.
Oh, I think so, too. I kept trying to get the line there about the kids and the pyramids. That's great. So any luck with landing Alien Girl maybe in an episode of The X-Files?
Hey, that would be great. I would love it. And you know, Josh actually does have this feeling that he does have this, I don't know if it's not a conspiracy theory because who would cover it up, but he does have this suspicion that aliens procreated with Neanderthals, and that's how we how all the different races came to be or something. I don't know. You'll have to ask him about that next time.
Well, you're going to have to ask Josh on my behalf if he ever watched any episodes of In Search Of as a kid. You familiar with that program?
Yes.
He's like, all right, well, you got to let me know whether he's down with Chariots of Fire and In Search Of.
Okay. Was Leonard Nimoy hosting that?
Oh, you are so good. Yes.
See?
Mr. Spock was all about the search, the In Search Of.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, Teal, thank you so much for talking with me today as part of our Coolest Conversations.
It was my pleasure, and I thank you for playing our music.
Oh, I thank you for making it. And let's listen to another track right now. We're going to take a listen to Alien Girl off the album Van Tour. Here are the Mother Truckers in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Woo!
there's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.